Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Garg hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Garg loves movies.
There's some aggressive singing along to the song this time, but I'm sure the listeners won't hear it, but I was just like, that is really somebody who's into it. My name is Doug, and I love a lot of things, including movies. And this is
the movies.
All right, I knew that would happen. You guys are dying to sing over there. And we're coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, June 16th, Two Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags, LA. Come on, we've been on the road. Amazing name tags. And you guys, wow, there's a guy with boxer shorts. And I don't know if that's like, and he put him on his head. That's, I hope they're clean. And what's that huge, oh my God, that guy's yelling now. I unleashed the dragon. Speaking of which, you know, you're wearing flip-flops. Do you really need to kick those off? Oh, I need to relax and get these fucking flip-flops off of my goddamn feet. I mean, I don't like the way that one thing's in between two of the toes myself, so do what you gotta do, man. But you're not gonna get any service. Keep your fucking shirt on, or I will throw you out. Anyway, amazing name tags, and hopefully somebody will get picked. I don't want to spend any more time on it. Since last I spoke and you listened, the ep of Sklarbro County that I did with Randy and Jason Sklar and Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, the listeners can't see the air quotes on that one. It plopped on iTunes. I can't tell you, I still get tweets every day from people. Wait, that wasn't Werner Herzog? Like, there are people that bought it for four or five, however many goddamn episodes he was on. They bought it all the way. Anyway, iTunes has in the comedy podcast section Sklarbro County. And I will try to get all three of those people that I just mentioned on this show soon. Last night I saw The Bling Ring. I liked it, but if you're on the fence about seeing it, just watch the trailer instead. Does a good job of condensing the movie down to 2 minutes and not wasting your time. I liked it, but I can't remember it. Anyway, from the corrections department, actor Merritt Buttrick didn't kill himself. He died from AIDS. So I don't know why you're laughing. Because the next line I wrote down is sad story either way. I thought it was going to be like a touching moment. You guys are cracking up. But yeah. there are some tickets left for the stand-up show I'm doing in Philly at Helium on Saturday at 4:20. And I've also got some stand-up shows coming up in New Orleans and Oklahoma City at the end of this month. New Orleans I'm particularly excited about because a friend of mine's shooting a movie down there, so I'm hoping I can get him to appear on the show if he's not shooting nights at the time. DouglasMovies.com for specifics. Los Angeles, tomorrow night. All of you guys here, I hope you can make it. Jordan, I will see you there. I don't know if you'll show up. He's busy. He's got a job. I'm going to be hosting a Q&A with cast members from the Kings of Summer at the Landmark Theater over on Pico, 7:40 showing. Fingers crossed for an Alison Brie appearance. Yeah, schedules permitting. But come watch one of my favorite movies of the year with me. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Doug Millard, M-E-L-L-A-R-D, tweeted, did you know that over 400 people died during the making of The Breakfast Club? It's just a weird one, right? This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. I've been trying, so my friends write hilarious tweets. I've been trying to sell them, and they're bombing. So now I fear no one's going to follow him, but... I think that's a funny tweet. Prize bag. Holy crap. Bunch of interesting shit. A dude in... Oh, fuck. Where was I? Where was I just? The last city I was in, Dallas, gave me a poster for the motion picture Grindhouse. Just said, give that away. And then also, he gave me on DVD a movie called The Dream Team. Do you remember that movie? Like, that's one of those movies, I think, that some people, like Clue and Hook, some people have very fond memories of them. I mean, you got to love Michael Keaton, Christopher Lloyd, Peter Boyle, and Stephen First. I mean, that is a dream team. So, but a dude named Christian gave me this stuff in Dallas. So thank you to him for contributing to the prize bag. There's a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. There's some other t-shirts and some CDs and... A motion picture and some blue blockers, high resolution sunglasses. This isn't an ad. This was just contributed by one of the guests, and that guest signed the blue blockers. And also that guest, I'm going to talk about this more later, brought an amazing one of a kind. There's one of a kind gifts here tonight. So let's and Smug Life. Let's get him out here. Please welcome Ricky Lindholm and returning Leonard Maltin Game winners, Zach Galifianakis and Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Nice.
Doug, I have to get something off my chest.
Oh, Christ.
From the self-correction.
From your
department.
Own corrections department.
Yes.
I wasn't going to bring it up because I felt like I argued my case strongly and then turned out to be correct.
Yes. No, I misremembered and I will own up to that. And here's the best thing is I waited till I got back to Los Angeles and then popped in too fast, too furious.
You're in a pop-it-in situation?
It
you
was
own
a
that
in.
Movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, Doug.
Sam Levine, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Anyway, I misremembered the ending of the first Fast and the Furious movie where there's that little epilogue where we see that Vin Diesel's okay living in Mexico.
I know nothing about those movies, but that's one thing that I've been told, and and I stood by it. But you brought screening purposes only.
You betcha. Do not
DVDs,
try to sell those.
Like you've been bringing for the last few shows.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you did last summer.
And I do.
And then also, should I say that what you wrote on it first?
Or sure, you can say
the movie. Reveal the movie later. Okay. A babysitter let me watch this when I was 7. I still, underlined, have nightmares. What an asshole. Yeah. And you signed it. And the film is Billy Jack. No, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is correct.
I wish I thought of a funnier
switcheroo. That is not a movie for a 7-year-old.
I should have said G-Force. Zach Galifianakis is here. And he brought a copy of G-Force.
It's a great film.
Can I just... Zach, you were on one of the talk shows promoting G-Force years ago, mm-hmm. and you said something so funny, I still laugh about it to this day. I don't even remember what show it was on. I think it was The Tonight Show, and Jay was talking about the movie, and, oh, it's, was it not gerbils, it's guinea pigs?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, sorry. It's guinea pigs, and they're secret agents, this, that.
Do not bring and your then, own self-corrections department back into
this
situation.
I will not. Okay. And then he just describes the plot of the movie, and then he just said, it's based on the off-Broadway play. I still laugh about that to this day.
That's probably why you took the job, right? Just to say that one joke?
Yeah.
You included, congratulations on winning last week. You're a very cunning player. You don't have to really do anything other than say name it. And so that'll drive Sam crazy if that happens again tonight.
Mm-mm.
But
I will not.
You brought an envelope, in addition to the blue blockers and the G-Force, you brought an envelope called Wisdom in Words by Zach Galifianakis. And I'm only going to read one. It's just going to be private between whoever wins this. There's about six or seven words of wisdom. And I'm going to pick a good one.
There might not be one. Don't read that.
What are you saying? Don't read which one?
The one you know, that one.
Don't this one?
That. Yeah, don't read that one.
Really? I like that one. this one? Can I say this one? That's not going to work with this crowd.
No, it's not that good.
No, your listeners are going to love this.
It's fun. This one's not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
Male ladybugs are gay. So there's more wisdom like that that's like he didn't even want to share it with everyone. It's just for the whoever wins tonight. And
I want to see, can I play for myself tonight? I want to win that fucking envelope.
Well, that's not how it works.
I know.
I almost talked me into it. Ricky Lindholm is also here. I wanted to introduce her first. Probably one of the most polite guests in the history
really?
Of the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I have a lot of comedians on who like to jump in, like to get on it.
Well,
like this whole show is going to be
turn,
pretty
I
docile, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You brought, of course, also signed by Kate McCucci, you brought Slippery When Moist, both your CDs, or you probably have several of them at this point.
All
more
of them.
Well,
we have a new one coming out soon called Secretions.
Boom.
Yeah.
And that's Zach approved, and it's he also doesn't laugh into his microphone, which is very, very sneaky behavior. Seth Rogen wasn't afraid to laugh into his microphone. You also brought All Over Your Face,
yep.
And you both signed it all over the place, and and T-shirts, which
these are limited. This is the only one.
These are super
like
limited.
It.
Yeah,
that is from our new video that's not come out yet, called Sports Go Sports, and the shirt says My Town's Team, and somebody wore it in the video, so there's that. And then we wrapped shooting our pilot on Friday, and we made these shirts just for the crew. They're not for sale anywhere, so whoever wins gets one of these. Yeah, it's us posed like E.T. Kate's in the basket.
Yes, so. You are Elliot.
Yes.
And she is E.T. and it's it's freaky.
Yeah.
I would not mind it. Are you going to do like a remake?
I can give you
of,
one.
I
still have some extras.
Of E.T.
An
starring
E.T.
the two of you.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, it's about a girl and an alien that looks like another girl.
Right.
But wearing a hoodie. Ricky is in a motion picture that many people seem to be enjoying, in spite of the fact that it's,
black and white Shakespeare.
The source material is gobbledygook. Doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to give it a try and see what happens.
Have you seen it? Or
much
no?
Ado About Nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is in it. And
I play one of the bad guys.
My There's part was bad guys in it?
Yeah, of course. There
so
has
Nathan
to be...
Fillion is chasing you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
It's not, yeah. He takes me
down
to the
station. Don't spoilereth it.
Okay.
In well, Shakespeare talk.
He takes me down to the station and then tries to arrest me.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
All right.
I have a sex scene that was not in the original text. So.
Oh, so there's no talking during that part? Oh, the guy that had underwear on his head, of course. Of course he's going crazy for that. Oh, it's back on. That almost looked like a religious thing the way you were wearing it. Leonard Maltin, in reviewing the movie, lists 9 people.
Yes.
And doesn't get to you.
What?
Yeah.
I'm in the 9.
I want your name to be in the game sometime.
I'm for sure in the 9. How
yeah,
did
Leonard's
I not get
got
in the
a
9?
Real fucking problem with that.
Yeah.
And he has made promises to me and has never kept them.
Yeah. Are you ever listed?
One movie.
Just
in
Pulse.
His guide. Just Pulse.
Pulse, yeah.
I was not listed in Pulse.
Well.
That's how we met. In Romania, that's in true. Pulse. I had one line in Pulse. You guys all remember.
And when did you get married?
Sam and I.
Yeah. When we met, stories aren't that interesting when it's just two people that have then met a few other times since.
Well, how it's you just, and I met is interesting.
We just meet each other. Well,
do you remember how you and I met
will
them?
Never stop taking credit for introducing you to your partner in crime.
Mm-hmm. And you and I met on Friendster. We did! I swear to God!
Because I saw you in a play,
yep.
And I reached out.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I'm a pretty smooth individual.
Remember that time you faxed me and wanted me to do stand-up?
Let's go with the truth. Remember the time that you sent me a videotape of yourself asking me a question because you were tired of email? You had to type in an email, "I'm tired of email," to then make a video and go, "Hey, Doug, are you doing a movie interruption anytime soon?"
Yeah, I remember that. I forgot about that, but yeah.
Yeah. You're a fun person to know. And, but I've always been impressed with the fact that Ricky, you know, is in the intense drama, or at least the parts of it that she's in, Million Dollar Baby, Clint Eastwood movie. Yep. And 9 people are listed in that for that one, and you're not one of them.
What?
Yeah,
really?
What the fuck? Margot Martindale is listed? You're standing next to her the entire time.
I feel like I'm number 10 on that one, because there's not that many people in that movie.
Isn't it cool, though, that Margot Martindale has gotten so much props for Justified and whatever she's doing now? She was just on another show. She was on The Americans.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to binge watch that shit.
She's amazing.
I binge watch anything that's got Kerry Russell in it.
Nice.
I shut it down when she cuts her hair. So, did I ask you everything I wanted to ask you? Shakespeare. That was fun, right? Did you see...
It was awesome.
Welcome back to the Chris Farley Talk Show. Yeah. I think you're awesome, and...
We shot it in 12 days.
Yeah.
In Josh's house.
It was shot fast.
Did
enough.
You shoot it any night shoots? Was there a 12th night?
There was, and I think
I'm
it was on the 12th
myself
night.
Now.
But I think it was on the 12th night.
Oh.
And nobody put it together until you, so well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Did you see the Kenneth Branagh Keanu version?
Yes.
As lead up to, you just saw it a long time ago, or you actually watched it on purpose to
I did not watch it on purpose.
Okay.
I saw it
did
in high
you
school.
Like it?
I think so. I don't totally remember. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like watching movies in high school.
Because they made you watch it? You didn't go see it.
No.
This is like, here's some Shakespeare for
they would
the
make
kids.
Us watch it. They made us watch the Romeo and Juliet one where the girl's topless and they turn the TV around when she had her boobs out and then they turned her back and we're like, well, geez.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
They let us see it when I saw it.
With the boobs?
Yeah. It's just a quick flash.
That's what I thought.
You know, she's 16 and just got fucked.
Yeah, we were seniors and they turned the TV around.
What movie? Romeo and Juliet. Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Yeah, not Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Everybody gets to put their name in front of Romeo and Juliet. Where's Shakespeare? Oh, I think Baz Luhrmann went Baz Luhrmann's Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not going to argue with you about it.
I couldn't say.
Okay. Movies lately? Should we talk about movies that you've seen lately? I mean, I've seen Sam every week for the past few weeks.
Yeah, starting to get sick of you, Doug.
Did you catch
see
anything
what I did there, guys?
Did you catch anything new?
No.
Okay. So
I'm useless
we'll just
to you
move
this.
Down.
Yeah, sorry.
To Ricky.
I saw This Is the End. Thought it was really funny.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It was good.
I got bummed out a little bit though in parts of it because they would depict people that I like either I actually know them or I think I feel like I know them because I've seen all their movies. And then they, I don't mind them all being assholes, but I don't like them being just indiscriminately killed.
Yeah.
Like, it really bothers me. Like, I don't like the movie Mars Attacks because they just kill the greatest people like it's no fucking big deal. And it disturbs me.
I feel like that's why I liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was so funny. They just threw 30 movie stars down a hole. It made me laugh. There was like a bunch of extras in Rihanna just falling. You're like, I thought that was good.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get broken up one way or the other about Rihanna, but but other ones I was like, oh, stop kicking my friend in the face.
Poor Aziz. I was in the trailer. I'm not
actually
reading.
as it turns out, I'm really good in This Is the End as an oil painting.
Yeah, you're on
the wall.
Yeah, there's a Freaks and Geeks paintings.
That's the closest I've ever come to being in one of those movies with those guys.
What do you mean? One of those movies about the end of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You've been overlooked for all of those.
Yep.
It's unfair.
Yeah, you know, I got the market cornered.
You seen any movies, Zach?
Cop and a Half.
Finally catching up to that.
Yeah.
Did you binge watch it? Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched it right straight through.
All the way through. It's funny, that kid is terrible, but he's really good in The Wire and a few other things. Like, he grew up into a decent actor.
Is he really in The Wire?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in The Wire. He's like one of the fucking...
Is he Omar on The Wire? That'd be amazing if he was.
No, he's not Omar. Fuck, now I can't think of who he is. Do you guys know who I'm talking about? But he's great. He's like the guy that tries to get out of the drug game for his family, and then he ends up getting busted, so a lot of the series he's in jail.
Oh, is it a sequel to Cop and a Half?
Was Cop and a Half in Baltimore?
Yeah, yeah.
Then yes. It was. Well, that was the time of this part of the show, the time of the part, where I say... Let the games begin. Pretty good Sean Connery, isn't it, Zach? We had fun watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That was fun.
At CineFamily, yeah. A few people were there.
Good show.
Yeah. It's that movie. I didn't love it when I was younger and saw it, you know, when it came out. But I liked it even less this time. I mean, it's really quite weird how awful it is. Like, the special effects are terrible, and I was kind of stunned by it, but we had fun.
Yeah, I didn't really watch it. I was...
Somebody got off was it you or Jeselnik or Tompkins? Could have been anybody. It's dark in there. Who got off you're the man now, dog, to at just the perfect moment.
Oh, I don't know. That must have been me.
So now's the part where everyone shows us the name tags and you guys go pick who you want to play for tonight.
Right.
And just go grab a name tag for somebody as I put all the dazzling array of prizes.
You should have music. Amazing prizes. You should have music.
Oh, Ricky
going on
went
there.
Right for the underwear. Oh my goodness.
I had to,
do you have the nerve to put it on your head?
No, I don't. Where's... No, I'm good. What's your name?
Aiden?
Where
is
it?
Name.
You didn't write
There's
it
no
on
name
there?
Tag. It's just it's
just
his underwear.
It's just underwear?
Yeah. And that's odd because
I feel like
underwear often
now.
Does have a name tag in it.
Yeah.
When you're young and go to camp or whatever.
Oh, sorry. I tried to get it to you.
Zach is still walking around. That's his thing that he does. He covers a lot of ground. Oh, there's the magic marker.
This is great.
Not really comfortable with the underwear guy being this close to me. Well, write your real name so I don't have to call you underwear guy. A-S-S. What are you writing?
Almost.
Okay. This guy, you have an enthusiasm for life that makes me think you're going to get jailed soon.
I barely...
What is it? Say it out loud.
Aiden.
Okay, we got it. Like Aiden, like Aiden Quinn.
Yeah.
No.
No, it is like that.
No.
Same name.
No.
Like Aiden from Sex and the City.
No.
Okay, sit the fuck down.
Yeah. We got it.
You don't have to finish it. We got it. We got it. Sit down.
Okay.
Good
enough.
You're a character. Holy crap. Woo! So, Zach, do you want to talk about your next movie project with Aiden?
Yeah, I'd like to chat with you after the show. That's kind of a Borat type thing. Borat gets real nerdy.
Okay, shush, 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 shush. Put your head on your desk. I'm trying to make a goddamn vine over here. Oh, and it'll end up on him, that's for sure. Who are you playing for here, Zach?
Tanya Ta.
Tanya Ta. And it's she's got a tiny pinata.
Yep.
So, a tanyata. Oh, get it? Tanyata. I know this French girl, she called it Indiana Jones. About the. I saw Indiana Jones. And here's Ricky. Do you want to hold up the underwear or do you just want to have it nearby?
Yeah, I'm playing for Aiden.
Okay, there's Aiden's underwear. And Sam.
I appear to be playing for Gus.
Okay. Gus.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great vine. I'm going to introduce a new game. Are you guys into playing a new game tonight?
Yes!
I'm very excited about it. A gentleman or a lady, but someone whose, avatar on Twitter is Chunk from the Goonies, doing the truffle shuffle, suggested that I do a game that I'm going to call the Bane game. And how this movie works is, in my best Bane voice, I am going to say a quote from a famous movie. And the first one of you who thinks you knows what movie that's from, just yell out your name. Whoever buzzes in that way first, I will ask you to name it. And if you're correct, you win a point. First person to two wins.
So but we yell out our own name?
Yeah, not Tanyata.
Yeah. You can yell out Tanyata. I'll understand.
I know, I'm good with mine.
I'm looking at all of you, so if you just make a noise.
Okay.
Ricky!
We should
Do we
be
have
fine.
To say our whole name?
Full legal name?
There's a similar game on Adam Carolla's show where he doesn't want to say Adam because he feels like it puts him at a disadvantage because all I have to say is Doug. Like, he thinks that extra syllable hurts him. So he says something else. I forget what he says. What? He says Pete? Jesus Christ. That is hilarious. He's a competitor. So it was rockox_Selinger, Selinger. I Twitter that suggested this, and it's the Bane game. Here we go. Yell out your own name or some sort of noise.
My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
What's that from?
Wait, is that part of it?
That's in the top 100 AFI movie quotes of all time, and I wouldn't be surprised if no one here knows what that's from. Does anybody have an idea?
Like The Godfather or something? I don't know.
Or something.
Yeah.
Which is what they should have called part three.
If I guess and get it wrong, what happens?
Nothing.
On the waterfront.
Wrong.
Okay.
You're out.
Is it G-Force?
Is it what?
G-Force?
No, that's in the top 200 quotes of all time, but not.
Guess
top
who's coming one, to
one
dinner?
Of the top, one of the top talking is... guinea pig movies of all time.
The movie is Yankee Doodle Dandy from 1942.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
This next one will be easier. Get ready to say your name, Sam.
Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
Sam.
Shit.
Is that Dead Poets Society?
Yeah. I thought you'd buzz in at Carpe Diem. Okay, so Sam has a point.
Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
It's him. King Kong.
King Kong is correct. Sam is our winner. He took it home. King Kong.
King Kong.
I don't know if they said the exact same thing in the Jack Black version, but I know that's what they said. That's what they said in 1933.
Yeah. Fay Wray.
All right. So let me know on Twitter how much you hated that game. And I'll just keep playing it. Because that's my style. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. Let's get serious. That was some fucking around
right
there.
Was anyone else in here a little panicked that Doug was only going to play that instead of the Leonard Maltin game? Because I was.
I knew it would be a fast game.
All right.
I only wrote down 6 quotes.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought we'd get it done by then. I didn't get around to saying,
I'll have what she's having.
Harry Met Sally.
Ricky, when Harry Met Sally.
None of my guests listen to the show. I'm going to do that one again next week. All right, here we go. Sam gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. That's all he won there.
All right.
It's no big deal. And then we'll go to Ricky and then to Zach. And Sam gets to pick a category from one of these 3 options. Would you like? And you're playing again for
Gus.
Gus. Gus the field goal kicking mule. Was a real movie. I think Ed Asner was in it. And Don Knotts. Oh no, Tim Conway. Celebrating a birthday today. Mr. Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Yes. So the films of Paul McCartney. Or at Real JPB suggested Octopussy. And that's movies where Leonard Maltin lists 8 or more women in the cast.
Are there any movies with more than 8 women in the cast?
I found a few that have 8 or more women in the cast. Yes. And then a third choice is Dis Dofferson. And that's movies where Leonard gave Chris Christopherson 2 stars or less. It's a real sweaty category. Which one would you like, Sam?
I will go with Octopussy. Makes Ricky happy.
Would you like a movie with 8 or more vaginas in it from 1989 or 2000?
1989.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie slick. He also says that the person who wrote it plays a minister in it. Yeah. Terrible clues. 13 names. How many?
0 names.
Lil Wolverine goes right to 0 names. So it's no big deal that we started the game a little late.
You hate when
gonna,
I say
it's
this.
It's going to wrap up.
I don't know.
Name that movie.
Is it a guess? Is it Steel Magnolias?
Yeah, you see, that's what he does. He has to throw in the.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen Steel Magnolias.
He fucking knows that it's Steel Magnolias.
I have never seen Steel Magnolias.
It has to, because there's no other movies
in the
80s with women in them.
That's my thought process.
That was the first movie that came out. I was like, it's a musical or Steel Magnolias?
There's one from 2000. I found it. I even had to IMDb one of the names to make sure it was a lady. We'll save that one for another time. Sam is on the board. He's at 1 point.
Plus, there are tons of pornos with women in it.
Eight in one of them?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Okay, Zach, you get to pick a category, and then we'll go to Ricky from you. And you get to choose between... Roger Ebert also was born on this particular day, so I always want to give endless shout-outs to him. So,
a movie Roger Ebert reviewed.
Yes.
Is the category.
Well, it is. It's only narrowing down to about half of the movies he reviewed, because it's movies that Roger gave... the category is called 2 Thumbs Down. It's movies Roger gave less than 2 stars. So that's a lot of movies. Or... This has been a fun category. The Werner Herzog category, which is movies where the title has a colon in it.
Oh.
Yeah, just for reference sake, it's a dash between the G and force. Not a colon.
Not like the Colin Powell biopic.
Did you really say biopic?
Yeah.
Who plays Colin in it?
The kid from Cop and a Half.
The Allstate insurance guy.
Ah.
Yeah, you're in good hands.
Dennis Haysbert.
Yes. Show off.
No.
You're right.
Pedro Serrano. The president of the United States.
Okay, now you're showing off.
He's the president. He was the first black president. That's not true. That's not true.
Okay, I love this guy. 24 is what you're talking about.
I love this guy.
I've narrowed it down to 24 different things. God. That's a terrible impression. I apologize.
I love this guy.
Or the Battle of Balls Deep, and that's movies where Lord of the Ring actors have had sex. So it's people from Lord of the Rings having sex in another movie, because of course the Lord of the Rings movies are quite sexless.
What was the first one?
The first choice was Roger Ebert. Didn't care for it. Two stars or less.
Let's try that.
Okay. Would you like a movie that Roger Ebert gave two stars or less from 2004, 2002, 1998, 1996, or 1995? And extra points if you say a year that's not any of those.
I was born in 95. Let's do 95.
95? 2.5 stars from Leonard.
What?
Wait, yeah. Leonard.
Oh.
Ebert gave it. Less.
Ebert gave it.
Yeah.
So settle down. Is,
so wait, I just want to make sure.
What?
Ebert.
Whoa.
Ebert and Maltin did not see eye to eye on this one.
That's correct.
Okay. That's my shock.
You jumped in so fast, I really thought I had fucked up.
I just wanted to see that Ebert and Maltin were not, they're in disagreement on this movie.
Yeah, but, okay. I'm not saying what Roger gave it. He gave it
two or less.
But Leonard gives it a lofty 2.5.
All right.
So they're kind of in agreement. And let's see what he says about it. He says that an Oscar was given to somebody involved in this motion picture. And he also says... he also calls it intriguing. Yeah, from 1995. And he lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Zach?
Seven.
Name that movie.
Okay. I think you have a shot at this, buddy.
Okay.
Your seven names are Paul Bartel.
Stop there.
I know you're a big eating Raoul fan.
No, that's a ragu.
You're a big fan of eating ragu, that's right.
Please. I text you that all the time. Just in case you forgot, I'm a big fan of ragu.
You Skyped it once when you were eating it right out of the jar.
Yeah.
Dan Hedaya, Giancarlo Esposito, Benicio del Toro, Susie Amos, and wait, you get two more. Kevin Spacey and Pete Postlethwaite from 1995, 2.5 stars from Leonard. Less from Roger, and he says it's intriguing, and someone involved won an Oscar. Name that movie, Zach.
It's not Traffic. Is it Traffic? Is it Traffic?
Don't try to help him, audience.
Is it Traffic?
He's just working it through.
Pete Postlethwaite.
It's a tough name to say.
English cat, bald guy, great actor, died recently.
Were you there when we met? I met him somewhere once, and I was hanging out with some of my friends. You might have been there.
When did you guys get married?
And I said...
Doug and I?
Doug and Pete.
Oh.
I said, do
we're going to go somewhere. Do you want to come with us or something? And he was like, no, thank you. That wasn't a good impression of him. But he was very polite, but he also was not going to have it.
You know that George, what's his name? English actor, George Wendt. Not...
George Wendt.
Yes.
What's the, he played in that Ben, oh God, so bad at this. Sexy Beast.
Ben Kingsley?
Yeah, the other, the British guy, the other guy. In
oh,
it.
Oh, the Sexy Beast dude wasn't named George, I don't think.
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, Sam doesn't even know it.
Winston? Something?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Ray Winstone.
Ray Winstone.
We got there.
We worked on it together, you guys.
I was at a restaurant and he was at a table next to me. And I was so nervous. I wanted to go up and talk to him, but I did want to bug him. And he's such a, like, I don't know if you've ever seen him act, but he's really good. And he, I was with a friend of mine. I'm like, should we talk to him? And I was like, no, he's too intense. And his phone, Ray Winstone's phone went off, and it was so loud, it was the Benny Hill theme song. Hello?
So did you just run around the table tapping bald people on the head? It would be so great if you went, and the film is called, and just said it after that story.
Yeah. I'm just going to say traffic. I don't know.
Okay. It's a pretty good guess. What do you think, Sam?
I think it's
Usual Suspects. He has the poster in front of him.
Oh, no, shit.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I know. It's like they're all...
Yeah, the title doesn't really live up to its name in this half situation, does it?
All right here. It was like,
Pete Postlewaite, Kevin Spacey, Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, my God. It was the photos threw me off.
Yeah, he's,
I
that's
know,
my face.
Like,
I'm like, wait a minute. That's, like, that's a joke
cheating.
Poster.
That's a jokester. well, that was fun. Ricky has a point. She's on the board. Apologies to put your hands together because this is an exciting one. We have to finish this. Who challenged who there? Ricky challenged Zach and got the point. So we start with Sam, mm-hmm. and then we go to Ricky.
Yes.
And Sam gets to pick between The Rice Storm, movies with weddings in them.
Ah.
Like the footage of Zach and I getting married.
It's a beautiful.
And You Have My Permission to Die, which is Batman actors who die in other films. Ah. So the people who played Batman going on to die in other films.
Got it.
Or Golden Showers Playbook, which is movies that begin with the letter P.
I don't see how I can't take Golden Showers.
Yeah, and it's, you know, narrows it down immediately, because how many movies began with the letter P? That's a ridiculous
like,
letter to start
like
a movie
Like eight of
with.
Them.
Yeah. Leonard gives this P movie 1.5 stars. He says it's from 1979. He says it's about two dull brothers. And he also says that one of the characters in it is creepy. And he manages to... Leonard manages to work into this review something about the song Louie Louie. And I will read that to you at the conclusion of this round, because it's one of the weirder things that Leonard has ever written. Five stars. I mean, five people are listed. This movie has 5 stars in it. How many do you think it'll take you to name it, Sam? Mm. It's a toughie.
Yeah.
Here he goes. He's going to say zero.
Zero names.
Name that movie.
Oh, man.
Now, you know what? Just for fun, what you guys should have done is you should have said -1, right?
Yeah.
And then Zach say -3.
No, that would have fucked you up. But then if Zach said name it, then you'd get Zach on the board instead of potentially giving him the win. You see what I'm saying?
Damn. Yeah. I played it wrong.
Yeah, we should have done that.
We're out of time anyway, and I love having Sam on every week from now on.
This really is a guest. This is a genuine guest.
All right, well, this will be very exciting.
Here's why I say that.
Ricky
when I'm
will
wrong,
win if you're
you
wrong.
You are not allowed to explode in delight if I'm wrong.
I won't. I've got a show to wrap up.
All right. Is it Phantasm?
Of course it's Phantasm.
What is Phantasm?
Why the fuck do you have to do that big wind-up to the right
I really,
answer?
Because I was not sure about the year at all. I thought it was an 80s movie. I thought that movie was in the 80s. That's
never
why
even
I was
heard
so
of
torn.
That movie.
What Phantasm? Is
it? Never heard of it.
With the orb that floats around and sucks into your thing, and there's the tall dark man, Angus Scrimm. None of that. Coscarelli, who made it, has a new movie out called John Dies at the End. Yeah, people love it. I haven't seen it.
Hey guys, producer Ryan here. Doug forgot to read the line he was talking about in Leonard Maltin's review of Phantasm. The sentence was, "A creepy cemetery worker whose ties are so thin he belongs playing Louie Louie at a 1964 prom." Back to the show.
Well, congratulations, Sam. You did it. You won.
Thanks, buddy.
And congratulations to Gus. Come get your prize back, Gus. Where's Gus at? Where'd you go to get Gus?
Gus,
there you go, dude. Congratulations,
heart.
Man.
Gus put our faith.
Oh, don't forget your wisdom from Zach. And seriously, you can't share that with anyone. Yeah, it's
please.
Just between.
Please,
just between
there's some bad stuff.
You and
in there.
Zach.
Don't fucking tweet it. Whatever you fucking spies do. Fucking gawker. Cocaine infused journalist.
What does that say? Don't say it out loud, but. I can't even read this shithead. Oh, now I get it. Aiden, you have to come over here and tell me who you want me to call a shithead. Do you understand how this show works?
Barely.
All right.
Let me ask Aiden's
friend.
Is he drunk or is he always like this?
I think he's kind of. Okay. I think he's drunk and foreign and friendly.
Well, I'm just curious.
Right? Just write down there, anybody you want me to call a shithead. I'm going to pre-guess that you're going to say, my wife. Oh, someday. Not yet. My future wife. There's actually candy in the tiny pinata.
Yeah.
I want some.
Me too.
Yeah. It's probably laced.
Oh, there's some candy in there?
Okay, settle down, Aiden. Just write down anybody you want me to call a shithead. Anybody in the world, preferably not a religious figure. No one is going to get me death threats, please. Just write it down. Just jot it down. You brought your own pen. You have a lollipop from inside the belly of the thing. Oh, but in English, please.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm a little embarrassed about, but you get the idea.
I don't get the idea. I can't read that. What do you think that says? What?
So Ando.
So Ando?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but...
Do you mean Orlando, the city?
No. So Ando, it's the new mall by Six Flags.
Yeah.
Your shirt should be a little darker. Otherwise...
Oh, boy. Don't...
I like Aiden. Don't forget to meet me outside. That last encounter really, really sealed the deal for me. I'm eager to sit down with you and buy you anything you want. These are chance encounters that only come once in a lifetime.
Zach Galifianakis. He's got nothing to plug. This will be a fun picture for the to put on Twitter with him just not even here. Just Ricky and Sam. Hi, you guys. And go see Much Ado About Nothing in theaters now. In glorious black and white. And Sam Levine's Do No Harm, you can catch it. You can binge watch over the summer once a week. So that's not really binge watching, but Do No Harm, Saturdays at 10 on ABC.
NBC starting
at CBS.
June 29th.
Starts in January. Right. And
that's and the we'll same see, way they promoted
we'll get it.
The
we'll
first
get it right
time.
Next week. We'll get it right
that
next week.
That was the
week.
Problem.
We'll try it again next week. Okay. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to bring in some big guns, you guys. I got to take this guy down. This is making me sick. He's
make
tearing my show
sick.
Apart from the inside like a virus. Yeah, John Hamm, you wish.
John Hamm is in India
they are already,
right now.
They are already against each other in the Super Tournament of Championships, and the only reason it hasn't happened yet is because they're both successful working actors.
Yep.
And the schedules,
so
the schedules don't mesh. Like, when one of their shows gets canceled, the other one continues to be a smash hit.
Yeah. It was so sad when they canceled Mad Men. Such a bummer.
Thanks, you guys. And, oh, I got one plug. I'm doing Movie Interruptions at the Alamo Ritz in Austin, July 6th and 7th. And thanks again to always fun L.A. crowd. And, oh, Zach is back.
I do have a plug.
Oh, okay.
I'm part of this. I'm trying to start this organization, and I'm... you can go to my website, and what I do is I do conjugal visits to high-security prisons. If you're going to fucking laugh about stuff.
Wait, I have one plug.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Ricky has one more plug, too.
Garfunkel is playing at Largo on the 29th with Natasha Leggero and maybe one other lady. So
29th of June.
Yes.
Steel Magnolias.
Yep.
To Ocean 13.
The Steel Magnolias Tour.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you next week, Sam. Actually, next week we have the top bidder in the Jimmy Pardo Podcast-a-thon last December. We finally are having him on from, I believe he's coming in from Arizona, and that winner will be here and gets to dictate, other than you, Sam, who the other guests are going to be.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he's got good taste.
I hope that guy wins, so
he's
he has
got good
to stay
taste.
Here. He can crash with
oh, yeah.
me.
You know what? That offer is now officially on the table.
It's true. You're going to have this guy crashing with you. In California.
I should have mentioned that he got here a week early, and his name is Aiden.
I think I played that pretty perfectly.
And as always, Soando is a shithead. I can't say it enough. Soando, Soando. And, you know, I don't know why I couldn't read this the first time. It makes perfect sense. Raccoons are shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes unrolled, the viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room